His career highlights are anchored in both crisis leadership and institutional transformation. He was appointed just days before the September 11th attacks and went on to lead the Bureau for 12 years. That's longer than the standard term after President Barack Obama asked him to stay on, which was a testament to his leadership and what they thought of his ability in that position. And during that time, he oversaw, I suppose, the FBI's transition into a national security-focused agency, expanded their counterterrorism and intelligence operations. He later turned into a special counsel investigating the Russia interference into the election in 2016, placing him again in the center of a politically charged national moment. But it just spoke to how people valued his abilities and Robert Mueller's work ethic.
Our current president didn't have anything nice to say after hearing about the death today, no doubt, since Mueller returned to public service as that special counsel in the Trump-Russia inquiry.
That doesn't diminish who Robert Mueller was and what Robert Mueller did and what other people thought of Robert Mueller. You know, the president quite often responds like that when people pass. So it's not unusual for him to do that. And that's not going to color how people remember Robert Mueller. They remember him as a straight shooter. They remember him as an honest man. And they remember him as somebody who worked hard. And I think what the president is looking at is Robert Mueller's impact on him. And I'm sure there are other people who Robert Mueller may have been instrumental in putting behind bars. They may feel the same way. But I think the American public is going to know that right after 9/11, that it was largely due to Robert Mueller's expertise and capabilities and leadership, again, that protected the nation and built this massive system that, by and large, works very well that we call DHS right now.
Two terrorist attacks occurred toward the end of Mueller's watch, the Boston Marathon bombing and the Fort Hood shootings in Texas. And he acknowledged in an interview just shortly before he left that both weighed heavily on him. So he was quite devoted to public service, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think that acknowledgement of vulnerability showed that he was human, too. You know, and the other part of, I think, what people don't think about is that Robert Mueller was, he served in Vietnam. He was a Marine officer in Vietnam, and every single person who served there, you know, definitely faced major challenges. But doing what he did in the way he served with the group that he served with, that kind of put, I think, a different approach in his mind about how to serve the nation after going through something like that and surviving it. Because, you know, a lot of people didn't. 58,000 plus people didn't, but he did. But it also spoke to his character, too. One of the things I remember, I spent the entire 12 years of his career trying to get him for an interview, and he never did one. And I ran into him at the Aspen Security Forum in Aspen, Colorado, and I told him that I'd been trying to book him for an interview, and I could never get through. And he said, well, you got me now. So, you know, it kind of speaks to Bob Mueller. You know, he really was just a straightforward kind of guy who believed in service.